Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, the 14th of May, 2018. And we need to be reminded almost daily that it is Christ that died. It is the blood that has made atonement for the soul. Remember when in the Old Testament when they put the blood upon the doorposts and the angel passed by, all those that had the blood on the doorposts. Christ's blood is the one thing that atones for our sins. When I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who have been atoned for by the blood of Christ. In Revelation, we're told that these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Well, God ransomed us through the blood of his dear Son. He said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He will swallow up death and victory. Well, this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15, 53 and 54. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Well, the blood of Christ is effectual for all for whom he died for. It wasn't just a possible salvation. It was an absolute salvation. And, you know, Christ is the one who sought us and bought us and paid for us with his own blood. And we see that this great work that he did is a deliverance from the power of darkness and a translation into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. It tells us in Hebrews 10, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. This is what Christ accomplished for us when he laid his life down. And, he is majestic King. He's spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of God. Christ did it. We didn't do it. You know, a lot of people try to say what they've done for Christ. The emphasis should be on what Christ has done for us. And so this morning, let us give all glory and honor and praise to the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And we're looking for his return. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May God be with you this morning. God bless.